The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Christine Milleresi and Mike Hayden. In this hour, Mel and Mike will serve as your guides as you access the spirit realm light beings who teach the shamanic mysteries. You'll meet fascinating guests and gain the knowledge to walk upon Terra Christa, the new earth. Now, here are your hosts, Mel and Mike.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Walking Terra Christa Radio. Today, we have an exciting show planned with a very special guest. Our guest today is Steve and Barbara Rother from Lightworker.com. We are truly living in an exciting time upon this earth, and it is our pleasure to assist you in understanding that you can be grounded and have a higher level of awareness. We bring ascension down to earth. My name is Mel. Short for Christine Milleresi, and I am here with my co-host, Mike Hayden.
Everybody, welcome to the show. We're very glad to be here with our guest. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows to take a look at our website, walkingterracrista.com, where we have a treasure trove of information, downloads, meditations, channelings, and details on how to access our calls, our classes, and our personalized sessions. Our specialty is assisting you in becoming masters of the new earth, what we are calling Terra Christa. We ourselves are master ascension guides and teach through vibratory communication, which is the ability to bring forth higher frequency life forms for your remembrance and your growth. So be sure to check us out at the website. And our Facebook page is also called Walking Terra Christa. We also have a Twitter, which is the same. So just want everybody to know that.
Let's delve right into the show. Mike, I know you've worked with Steve Rother and Barbara, so maybe you should introduce them.
I'd love to. I've actually worked with Steve for a good number of years now, back in 2009. I believe that's what it was, Steve. Wasn't it the first Light Masterclass?
Yeah, it was. Boy, right. You great memory there. That's right.
And we actually had an extended version of that class because it was the first draft, and the group changed things up on you, I think. So,
yep, it sure did.
So that was very powerful. But I had also been listening and tapping in. I think I called up for the 2-minute reading. I think 3 years before that, and the group asked me if I wanted to be an author on your Spectrum pages. I think that was 06.
And the rest is history.
That's right. So I want to welcome you and Barbara here today. It's really wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's very good to be here.
It's a pleasure, and it's such an honor to be here for your first show. I mean, yes. this is very exciting. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's absolutely magical.
Yes, and the group has a way of nudging people into their passion.
Yeah,
they do. You know, Steve and I were talking before, and they kind of nudge me a lot stronger than they nudge a lot of people. I actually, in January of 10, January of 11, I actually, on January 1st, went and decided to take my second snowboarding lesson with my preteen children. Of course, I'm not anywhere near their age. And if any of our listeners know what snowboarding is all about, it requires a lot of falling. Have to be a stunt person. So Spirit picked me up into the air and turned me entirely, straight into the ground like a pole on my head.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And my head went sideways, and then most of my body weight fell onto my shoulder, and I couldn't breathe for quite a while. And I was like, okay, just bring in the light, baby. Bring it in, bring it in, bring in all the light, and just relax. And, you know, everything will start up here again when it's supposed to. So I ended up having a fractured rib and a practically dislocated shoulder. So needless to say, it was very, very painful. And along the way of the journey of seeking out the healers that I knew, Christine ended up, I believe, we had met a year before.
Mm-hmm. That's
I was
right.
putting on a, I was helping market a another channeler. And so I put something out, I guess, on email, an email blast through some service. And she saw it, and she knew the musician we were having. So she called me up and said, hey, I see you're having this musician. Can I help? And I was absolutely ecstatic because I was already overworked and did not want to do what Spirit wanted me to do. And they asked me to help. And they said, you must help. And I was really, really, it wasn't a good period in my life. And I did help, and then Christine helped. And that's how we met. But we didn't have much interaction, a couple emails, a couple telephone calls. I met her at the night of the event, and I didn't think much of it. You know, she told me she channeled, and I was like, okay, you know, I know a lot of people who channel. And so, you know, I was like, okay, that's good. You know, I'll have to tune in and listen to you sometime. And I don't think I ever got a chance for a couple months. Maybe I listened once. And she channels a very high vibrational frequency, so it wasn't this textual, knowledgeable, informational thing that I'm used to. You know, I love that. I'm just like you, Steve, you know. It's all about the scientific ray.
Yeah, we're thinkers.
So I, you know, and so I just didn't think much of it. And then when I hurt my shoulder, they said, yeah, you know, you should go see Christine. I'm like, okay, I'll go. And I'd already been driving all over the place seeing different healers and didn't want to drive to another one. She was about 40 miles away down in the other end of the state. And so I went, and she did some really powerful healing work, and then I came by for a couple weeks, and then maybe waited a couple weeks and went back again for a week, and then I guess we saw each other maybe a half a dozen times, and that was it. And then I had my whole life planned. I was going to work from home more, move up to where my kids live, and so I tried to do all this, and every time I tried it, Spirit said, uh-uh. The job I was working at as a consultant, they called up and said, we need you here much more time. We need you here full time at the office every day.
Interesting.
And then I went to get an apartment, and every place I put in an application didn't work out. I had even moved all my stuff. So it was quite fascinating. They stopped me at every turn, and then finally I'm like, okay, what gives? What do I need to do? And, of course, you know, at some point along the way, you learn to listen to Spirit.
Isn't that aggravating?
It is very aggravating. But you know, if you don't learn that,
you're right.
You know, you're not even.
We all have those stories, Mike. It's absolutely amazing about all the times that, you know, sometimes the Spirit has to pick up a 2x4 to get our attention. Sometimes
just
you know, we get so wrapped up in what we're doing.
Well, and we're not always comfortable with the change. That's for
sure.
Well,
that's true. But, you know, a lot of our lives have been built around not changing. We've always called that stability. We've put that on pretty high order for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Right,
right. So it's all changing pretty rapidly, though.
Very rapidly now.
Yeah, everything is just we're hearing a lot of stuff from a lot of our people are just going through. Some of them are actually going through like the dark night of the soul. It's like a reset of energy completely. But it's really interesting because what you just described was a perfect scenario for a phantom death.
No, yeah. You're
basically starting over.
It's almost like walking in on your own life. It really
yeah,
is.
Exactly. You've got your history, you've got your memory, you've got your relationships in the past, but it's like you're, you know, okay, that part of you died when you were thrown through that accident on New Year's Day, and then, but you decided to stay. You're on the planet of free choice, so basically, even though the door was open, you decided to stay, and because of that, you're forming an entirely new life.
Yeah, from totally from scratch, top to bottom, and Christine is too.
But this, yeah, well, I'm sure there's a very similar set of circumstances back there, because Spirit does this. They absolutely do. It's amazing how when you pull away the veil a little bit to see the orchestration that it took to get the two of you together. I mean, that's really interesting to see, because apparently they've I've been working on that for a while.
Yes, they have.
But, you know, you found it. It's really fascinating to see, but magical, very magical.
Well, you know, it's quite frustrating to us because the group, all they have to teach and let Steve know about and what I experienced with them, they make us go through it first before we can talk about it to
yes.
other people.
Exactly.
I just want to teach, and they laugh at me, you know. Just give me the information, and I'll give it to people, you know. No.
Well, in case we have any guests that are new, let me give you the full introduction of Steve and Barbara. And, of course, I am truly honored to have them here with us today, as is Christine. Steve is a five-time presenter at the United Nations, has been doing the Beacons of Light for 16 years now on the Virtual Light broadcast on lightworker.com. He has authored 6 books now that have been translated into 23 languages, and he works with the beings that call themselves the group, which we've been talking about. And he has been empowering, along with Barbara, and enlightening so many people across this planet. And we anticipated a great show with Steve. We're going to go to break here in about another minute. So just wanted to get that in before we did.
Well, thank you. We're trying to figure out who you're talking about. You know what I mean?
That's right. I know.
Somebody in a shoe, you know?
Yeah, the last 16 years have been full of adventure.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, well, we might delve into some of that. We'd love to hear some of those stories, too.
Whatever we have a favorite saying, just pinch me.
Yeah, there you go.
Remind me I'm still here.
That's the idea. That's the idea. We're all just pretending to be human.
No, that's the big thing. It's been an incredible journey, and most of it for both of us, working with you, and then working with Christine. She introduced a whole bunch of other energies and elements, reconnected me with an awful lot.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, and even when I was, you know, taking the courses with you, you know, I think we even talked about I would sometimes they would just space me out. I'd be like on the call, but I'd be not there.
Right.
And so a lot more of that with Christine. And so it's really just been a fascinating journey. And I know that the group is right in there with that. I felt their presence all the time.
It's still difficult for me to talk about it objectively because, our lives change so drastically and, without warning and everything else. And even though that was 15, 16 years ago, it still feels like yesterday. It still feels like, we weren't prepared for this or, you know, I would have studied something different in school.
I would have finished
my psychology courses in school rather than dropping out to form a band if I would have known that was going on. You know.
All right. Let's go to break here. So, we're talking with Steve Rother of lightworker.com and his lovely wife, Barbara. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly to continue our conversation. You are listening to Walking Terra Crista Radio with Mel and Mike on Voice America, Seventh Wave Channel.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Mel Arese and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Crista, the new Earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Welcome back. Steve, I personally want to thank you for being with us. This is quite an honor for me to be on our first show. And as we've heard from Mike, how important you have been in his life, I just want to personally thank you for being with us. And thank you, Barbara. We weren't expecting you to be with us, but it's such a great pleasure.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be with you. The schedule gets kind of busy sometimes, but, you know, I thought, no, I feel it's important to be with you. So, like I said before, I was able to shift things around, and I'm glad to be here.
You know, Mel, some of the greatest feelings, honors that anybody can have is when one of their students becomes a teacher. And that's kind of what's happened here. So it is our greatest honor to be here today. Trust me. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. I know, Steve, you don't know much about who I am. We just found out about Mike and myself and how we started to come together. So I'd like to take a moment and share something with you. I understand you were a general contractor, and Spirit just started talking to you one day, and that probably freaked you out a bit.
That changed our lives pretty drastically, to put it mildly, yes.
I bet. In my situation, I've been fortunate enough to always know that there was another side. And I had a grandmother that assisted me when she passed away when I was 19, and she came to my dream state. I'm very sensitive, and I always have been through my adult years that assisted me through my channeling. I always look at my channeling when it came to me as my teacher, because I healed so many elements within myself as that event happened to me. I had a very bad stuttering problem. I'm going to share that to the world right now. I couldn't speak without stuttering for many years. And when I started channeling, it relaxed me. And Spirit started talking to me. And I haven't stopped since with that conversation. Currently tapping me on the shoulder. And I was hoping that you can relate to that part. Is there something that you would like to share with us?
Oh, no, absolutely. Well, there's so much that's going on because our planet is changing so quickly. Humanity, from our perspective, humanity is going through an evolution right in front of our eyes. And there's no medical scientific evidence of this at this moment. But all we have to do individually is kind of look behind us at the last few months of our lives. Everybody is going through major shifts of consciousness as we step into this new energy. Well, the challenging part about it is that many of the teachers, now I've been only doing this for 15 years, and I still kind of consider my 16 years, I still kind of consider myself to be a newbie because I didn't grow up like you did with the history of it. Uh-huh. And actually, by the way, it goes back at least six more generations in your line, by the way, my dear. You chose that line very carefully. So that was a good move. Well, you really wanted to be there. You wanted to be there with this message. And you put yourself right in the right position to do it. So it was wonderful. And you've got some wonderful contracts with that are starting to play out. Just amazing. And that's kind of what happened to me. Barb and I were building a family. We had two children. We had a dog. We didn't have a cat, but we had everything else, you know, that you would expect to have. And really heading in a direction non-spiritual at all. Barbara was a lot more spiritual-oriented than I was.
Well, Stephen had enough of religion growing up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I started out Catholic, and then, you know, I found a non-traditional church of science of mind, and I was really into it. And so Steve would stay home with the kids on Sunday while I went and got my spiritual fix. And these people were huggers, and just
I was a problem. I thought they hugged too much.
Yeah. But I was so into it that I was going to become a minister in that church, and then things shifted so much. And when Steve first started channeling the group, and it was on January 1st, that's a special day, isn't it?
Wow, interesting.
You know, I was like, oh, how come the group chose you? I'm on my spiritual path.
Exactly. I would probably feel the same way, Barbara.
Well, you know, there's no spiritual competition in our work, and I think that's why it does work for us, because we're partners and supporting, and Steve has these beautiful messages from the group, and then I come in with the human insight about it all.
Exactly. Right. The group comes in with this beautiful message, and then Barbara simply says, now here's the way it really is. And
also try to bring a lot of humor into it, because sometimes people get stuck in their being so serious on their spiritual path, and you got to remember to laugh.
But Mel, one thing I did want to comment about that. In probably the last year and a half, it's almost like there's been a huge wave of energy, almost like somebody rippled the carpet that we all live on. And what has happened is people like me that are teachers that are planted firmly, you know, in our work, or they're already doing stuff. A lot of us all of a sudden felt like we lost our connection. And I will tell you, this is pretty much all over the globe. And what it was is simply a shift of energy. We just had that kind of rebalance and everything else. But what we've really noticed is that the teachers that have been here on this planet that we're not teaching were suddenly shaken awake during that same wave.
You know,
it's really interesting.
Really relate to that, because I've been doing this for 25 years.
Yes.
And I was in the corporate world, so now I'm doing it full time. And there definitely has been a great shift. I had a car accident in 2008, and the angel of death came to me. And he said, you need to work on these elements. They were emotional challenges. And I did so. And I thought, okay, I took care of that. Exactly 2 weeks later, I was driving to meet someone a mile from my house. And I turned the curve, and there were all these feathers flying around my car. And the next minute, I know I'm in the middle of the intersection with just a stop sign. And I was hit by two cars 4 times.
Oh.
And I walked away from the hospital with 2 broken ribs, a sore shoulder, and a banged up knee. And everybody said, why aren't you in trauma? Why are you here? And that was, I was told by someone else, that was like having chemotherapy.
Really?
My whole biological system was woken up.
Been reset. Mm-hmm. You bet.
And I probably had a very much of a death wish for many years, because I was so connected to spirit, I didn't want to be here.
Right.
And I think this is happening to a lot of people, like
this
exactly
veil,
what you're saying.
Well, what we're finding out is that the veil has actually been our friend, because the veil has kept us from remembering home and remembering that we're not there. Because as one of the first things that happen is we start to thin the veil, we start to remember home, and there's a sadness that quite often comes as a result of that. So we have to, and well, at that point, we either go home, or we have to ground a part of the home here in some way to get rid of that sadness and to make that work. But it is difficult, and it's very challenging. And boy, it will absolutely shift your life. Absolutely.
That's
well,
for sure.
I had a phantom death in Frankfurt, Germany at the airport. Yeah. And it surprised me so much, because I didn't care about my family or Steve. I just felt so peaceful. I just wanted to go. And then when the paramedics brought me back, I was kicking and screaming and cussing.
I was there too, and I was watching my wife die. I literally was watching the color drain out of her face, and I wasn't bothered by it. It was the strangest thing. It was as if I was witnessing something beautiful. And then she, you know, fortunately she came back. I'm sure, you know, if I would have come to my senses, I would have felt quite differently. But right. I'll never forget that feeling. I'll never forget it.
Well, when I came back, though, it made me appreciate everything in my life even more, but definitely changed me.
Mm-hmm.
Helps to reset.
It surely does.
Yeah, in my case, I went on this trip with my kids, you know, to take a holiday for the new, you know, that couple days between Christmas and New Year's, and I just did not want to go. I mean, I knew that, you know, there was something going to happen, and I kept meditating on it, and they're like, no, you got to go. You got to do this thing.
Right, because you would have had to experience it. They would have had to set up the circumstances some other way if you wouldn't have.
Right. I guess it made it really easy.
Sure. We already got this set up. Just keep going, Mike. You got it.
Well, we have a little joke between us, and he blames my higher self for pushing him upside down
so that we could meet.
It worked, didn't it?
It did.
So Mike has trust issues with your higher self.
That's right.
Not anymore, I don't think.
Good. Oh, that's wonderful. Mike, I've watched your work, even your writings that you started with in Spectrum and stuff. It was so wonderful to watch how that evolved. And I just wanted to tell you that because you could see what was happening. You were starting very much in the brain to try and come up with something new to offer because you knew you were a teacher. You just didn't know what you were going to teach.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
One thing after another, and pretty soon, here you are, right at this stage where you're really getting into the meat of your real work and the healing energy that you're working with. And I just want to say it's been a pleasure to watch that.
Well, thank you. I really had no clue.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Well, we're going to take a break in about another minute here, so we'll just tie it up. And I'll just, you know, end on that note relating that, I knew I was on a path. I knew I had to seek out more, but you know, you're just trying to use your brain, your own brain.
That's it. We're trying to figure out how that can be. What does that story look like? You know, if we can wrap our brain around it, we can get there much quicker, but it's really difficult sometimes.
Well, it's all about learning to trust yourself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With your heart.
I hate that part.
It's like you two end up in Mount Shasta and we ended up in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't even like the desert, you know.
But here we are.
On me. It's a beautiful spot with all the people we've met.
All right. Well, here we are today on VoiceAmerica.com Seventh Wave Network with Steve and Barbara Rother. And we want to let you know to tune in to Stephen Barber's Virtual Light broadcast tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time at lightworker.com. And it's going to be a wonderful program because it always is.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Meloresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new Earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
We are back with Barbara and Steve Rother. Thank you so much for being with us.
Our pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
We would like to relate a story about how just recently we had to put together a class in 4 days at the request of our team of light that we work with. How does the group partner up with you? Because we learned the lesson that planning is not part of what we call the fifth dimension and what you are calling triality. Can you give us some insight into that?
Well, I can say this, that the group actually said that as we start to evolve here, we're actually going to find that the rules of physics don't quite work the way we think that they do. And we're finding that out in some ways right now because of the way we think everything tends to work and kind of how we get from this level to that level about where we're at. So it's everything is shifting. That's the interesting part here. And what is really taking place is basically we are learning to live in a higher vibration with a higher vibrational body, with a higher vibrational energy matrix, every part of that. And it's happening, you know, even if you don't use these words, even if you're not in the metaphysical arena or using these words, you can see it happening in life throughout every part of it. But it's very difficult to trust sometimes or to work with. I consider myself a translator. That's really what this is. And, you know, I'm a channel. It's like you said, I've spoken 5 times at the United Nations on 2 different continents. And it was really not what I thought I would be doing with my life. But what it really is a translation. And I believe all of us have it. I call it a channel, but I believe everybody channels. I think we call it different things. We got to teach a class in Russia recently. Well, about 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago now. And it was for a bank, one of the largest banks in Russia, and they had brought 110 of their top level managers out of about 20,000 people together. And I got them for 2 days, and I got to teach them all about metaphysics, about energy, about channeling, about trust in your intuition, about connecting to that part of yourself. And we had a ball with it. But what I found out is they already knew it. They simply had been calling it business sense. Yeah. That's the reason they were the 110 top level managers anyway. Right. So I believe all of us channel, we call it different things. And I have learned to interpret the energy of this group and put it into a certain language. And we all kind of, learn to do it, but it's not an exact science. That's certainly the point. And it changes all the time. And spirit has a sense of humor. We have to remember that.
That's true. Very true.
The group says that Steve is part of the 9. They say there's 9 members of the group, and he is the interpreter. And, you know, people used to ask me, well, you're always next to Steve in the group. Has it rubbed off on you? Are you channeling? And I used to say, oh, no, and he's got the gift. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Of course I am. I used to just call it women's intuition, which has always been strong. Okay. And my way of channeling is through my heart. You know, Steve does it differently.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
And when you add the from the heart messages, they're clearly channeled. I mean,
thank you.
I can feel that. And when I write, when I was writing the articles up on Spectrum, I get into a zone, and usually I write those, and there's no edits. There's no very rare corrections.
The group pulled me over. We were recently, probably about 3-4 weeks ago in Belgium, and literally I had to pull over because they were downloading so much information. They were telling me so much I was afraid I was going to forget it. So I literally had to pull over and tell Barbara. Mm-hmm. Just stop the car and tell Barbara what they were telling me. And it's actually this class that I'm in the current process of giving. That's how fast this stuff is coming in. And that's exactly what you were talking about, Mel. Literally, Spirit is waiting for the last second sometimes to drop this stuff in. And it's difficult for us to plan around it. Those of
it
us
really who is.
is really rough sometimes, but yeah. It's magical.
Well, when he pulled the car over to share this information, we were in the middle of a horrible snowstorm.
That's right. It wasn't the best timing.
What's going on with your classes and teachings now? I know you're getting really busy. They're really pushing you.
Well, we have basically made an entire turn. We didn't do it consciously. We didn't plan to do it. Everything was here. We happened to be in the right place at the right time. And after traveling for 15 years, and when we say 15 years, we mean every 2 weeks we were gone. So we were only home about 50% of the time and usually out of the country. So we had that going on for 15 years, and all of a sudden we stopped traveling and pretty much stopped entirely. We go to maybe two countries. I think we go to Belgium and Holland, and that's it. And the United States once in a while. But what we're doing is presenting everything online. The technology's there to do so much. The part that we're missing, obviously, is the hugs.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Touch, that part of it. We're working on it, but we'll see.
And looking into people's eyes and, just sharing the personal touches like that. But, I think Spirit takes care of everybody. And with the economy the way it's been, it's been so nice to offer this information. And people don't have to travel and pay hotels and food out so they can be in the comfort of their own home.
And for me, it was absolutely perfect. For me, it's like a kid in a candy store. I was always the nerd who wanted to play with electrical toys when I was growing up anyway, and building radios and stuff. So for me, this is like, oh, great. I got a business now that buys all my toys for me. So I'm having a ball. So this is great.
That's it. Loving it.
That's it. Being in the passion. It's the biggest thing we can do. It's the best thing we can do.
That's right. Was it Confucius that said, when you find a job you love, you'll never work another day?
There you go. I love that. I've heard that.
The fun part of it is that we don't know where we're going from here. I think it only gets better.
That's it.
That's true.
You're telling us everything we go through, they're just like, well, this is just the beginning. I'm like, but this was like huge. What do you mean? This is just, don't I get to rest a little? Don't I, enjoy this a moment? It's really amazing. And I know I build the show today, introducing the concept of December 21st, 2012.
Yeah.
So has the group given you any insights? I mean, from our position, Mel and I look at it as, we're not going to wake up one day and there'll be three suns in the sky and there'll be gold everywhere. And, it's just, we're still going to be here on the lovely earth.
I hadn't thought about the three sons. That was a great idea. Maybe we should.
I know. We could all co-create that. Exactly.
Well, that's exactly what the group says. The group says, actually, what was originally to happen on December 21st, 2012, it was the final piece. They actually said the Earth was planned to end between the year 2000 and 2012. It would have taken roughly 12 years to kill the planet. And the final pieces would have been on December 21st and all the rest of it. But we changed that. So, and now it's a day of celebration. That's really what this is, because now that we've changed it and not into the planet, because we are literally on the planet of free choice and we collectively chose to shift this outcome. Now we're rebuilding the new Earth. And we're starting to step into higher vibration, learn how to live in harmony with each other on a new level that we've never been able to achieve before. And we're also, our physiology is going to change, obviously, over periods of time and everything else. But it's just amazing, because the group says never has an evolution of this magnitude taken place while people are conscious. It has never happened anywhere. And they say all the eyes of the universe are on us for this and watching everything that we're going through. So it's a wonderful time.
It is. It's really exciting once you can, you know, fully embrace this new phase.
Yeah.
It's when you're still trying to, for a while I tried to walk in both worlds, obviously.
Right.
And it's very, very, very difficult to do that.
Until
it's actually much easier just to stay in the other world
sure.
and not deal with this. Yeah.
Until the stress builds up too much and then we can't deal with it anymore. We can't balance it and we go ahead and hit the brick wall and figure out where we're going. It's really interesting. But I'll tell you the capabilities we're starting to see because we have seen people that have gone through difficult changes, being on their path and really thought they knew what they were here to give and had it pulled from them at the last minute. But I'll tell you what, I haven't seen any of them that haven't turned out really good very quickly.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, okay, we got to do what we got to do to get you in the right place for this next wave of energy that's coming in. And a lot of us are just literally learning how to try and adapt to the change a little quicker. Because that's really what this is getting to be. We're kind of getting into adaptation as we go through.
It is, and it's a change that, you know, even, you know, for those of us who believe very strongly in past lives and reincarnation, this is a change we haven't even done consciously in a walking body ever before. So it's huge. Yeah.
Right. So it's you know, on a personal level, of course, this is very difficult for all of us because we've learned to live by our head.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught all of our life to think, you know, to have the good job with security, you know, which kills so many people now, you know, and to have all these things that we were supposed to have, and the dream, you know, the American dream.
Yeah, and I was really struggling with that before
sure.
this, you know, this all happened to me just in 2011. I mean, I really was just about, I'm going to grab that dream finally. I mean, I've been doing all this work. I know who I am. I'm going to go for it.
So, mm-hmm.
I'm going to interrupt here. We're going to do another break, and actually, we'll talk a little bit more. But we might actually have time to do some 2-minute readings with Steve and the group. So I'm going to give out that phone number.
Sure.
It's the number to call for the listeners is 866-472-5795. Again, that's 866-472-5795. And this is for if you're looking for insights into your pathway and everything we've been talking about. So thank you, Steve and Barbara, for being here again on Walking Terra Vista Radio on the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
It's our honor.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Mel Aresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new Earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mike, and I'm here with Mel. And we're here with Steve and Barbara Rother. And just to continue our conversation, we're talking about the changes that we foresee coming up this year. This is a golden year. This is just like Steve has been mentioning, the group has said, we have been told that the earth changes that have been going on, that we've all been witnessing, are fully 50% less than they would be and under the other circumstances. So it's really quite wonderful.
No, that matches that matches exactly. That's, well, literally, we would have had to have a lot of stuff going on here at this point in our history. So it's wonderful that we've been able to settle this down and actually have the Earth make this transition. You know, you asked before about what the group said about what's going on December 21st and what was happening, and they basically have been talking about the celebration as being this piece of it. They said actually what was originally going to happen and a lot of the changes that we saw happen have actually already been pulled forward. We've, you know, we've kind of embraced them and already started integrating a lot of it. I don't think we're going to see a major change, but what I think we're going to do is everybody on this planet is going to have a little bit of hope on that day. And that's enough to change the world. You know,
that's enough. For sure.
Right there.
It'll be a reset.
Mm-hmm. It will. And I think we will see changes as a result of that. But it may not be, you know, the waking up the next day and seeing our neighbors in the front yard or, you know, whatever it is we're going to see.
Cleaning up our leaves and putting our garbage before us. It might not happen. But no, we fully agree with you. It's and for those of us that are tapped in, we can feel that hope already. We really can. Yeah. It's just one of those, it's subtle. And now the flip side, of course, is that if you are refusing to take a look at the possibilities that are now, you know, coming onto this planet and the frequencies and just looking at your life and saying, you know, everything doesn't seem to be going right. I need to do something else. If you're not doing that, I think your life's getting more frustrating.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. If we're, well, it's not just your own individual lives. It's also businesses, mm-hmm. it's corporations, it's financial structures. We've seen that as the energies get higher, anything that's out of integrity is starting to show up, whether it's in our personal lives or whether it's in our business or
politics.
Politics or whatever. So we're in for some very interesting times ahead with. Because even this election that we're having here in the United States is going to be different because of the new vibrations. So we'll see what's going to happen with all of it. But it's shakeout time is basically what this is.
Yep. And it couldn't be a more opportunity time or opportune time to actually have an election. So that's another
that's right.
Divinely orchestrated coincidence.
Or change.
Opportunities. I love that word.
Yeah. So you're teaching a couple new courses coming up?
Yes, we are. We're teaching a trilogy of courses that they've given me recently. One of them is simply the rebalance, which we're currently in the process of giving. And it's what that one does is look at different areas of your life and basically examine what we need to balance in our lives in the higher vibrations in the new energy. The second one is the Step Up program, which I believe you'll have to check the schedules. I'm sorry, I'm kind of ignorant about what my schedule is, but basically the Step Up seminar is another Overlight training that is about 6 days online, six sessions online, and it's basically looking at all the contracts that you've had in your life, and since everything is changing and since we're evolving into these new people, reevaluating and re-scripting. Many of the contracts that you currently have in your life, because most of them were scripted before you were born. So anyway, that's the Step Up. And then the final one is the vagus nerve activation, which is one of the biggest things that I have ever been given. The vagus nerve activation is the physical manifestation of a lot of the predictions the group has talked about. Vagus nerve is actually the longest cranial nerve in our body. The group presents it as the interface to the world. In other words, it's how our spirit experiences the world. It goes through 5 of our 7 chakras and so forth. And what medical science now has found out is that the vagus nerve actually has a tone. And people who have a very high tone in their vagus nerve basically have better lives all the way around. They make more money. They have less stress in their life. Every part of it. And furthermore, the vagus nerve is responsible for a lot of the predictions the group has been making about the autonomic nervous system coming or being turned to semi-automatic. In other words, we're going to be gaining control over things that have been on automatic before, like our heartbeat and so forth. We'll be able to basically flex this body more to get more out of it as we evolve. And that's actually happening right away. So that's the vagus nerve activation. And those are the 3 seminars that we've just – that's what I had to pull over and ground with Barbara, with those 3 seminars right there.
And then they changed the actual schedule on you and mixed up.
That's exactly right. I had to come home and change my schedule. Because we'd already sold another seminar, and I had to refund all that money and turn around and do something different. So,
it's because it's changing that rapidly.
That's what Mel said before. That's exactly what she was saying. And the joke is, we try to plan.
Steve's in the process of writing another book.
Oh my
and,
goodness.
You know, it's been a little bit since he's had a new one out because the group just is giving him so much information. By the time you get the book out, it's like, okay, we could share it so much quicker, you know, on the internet or through the seminars that way.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful time to be here, though. You know, we have opportunities to watch people awaken from the dream. And that is just so magical to be here and be able to help all of humanity take the next step up toward a higher consciousness. And it's really beautiful. And, you know, Mel, I want to say thank you, too, because there are people like you that have been holding the energy for a very long time. I still consider myself a newcomer. So thank you.
Oh, I've been told that before. Yeah, it's been quite a long time and a lot of challenges. I moved into the Ascension work with Dr. Joshua David Stone.
Oh, did you really? Oh.
Yeah, I'm ordained through his organization, and I worked with him when he was here in Mount Shasta for his WSAC festivals.
Right.
So I started teaching Ascension groups about 15 years ago, and that was just the beginning. That was my home. That was
that's great.
To bring that energy forth, and it just grew and grew. I was fully integrated with the Divine Mother and Father God as a cosmic oneness. We do a weekly call for that. Right. And that's a vibrational energy. And as you were saying, we want everyone to remember, and that's why they bring forth that energy through me. Yeah. And we also work with the Unified Whole, which is it's not a new frequency. It's a creative source of oneness, but we have been apprised of this energy that comprises all of us. So it's 144 dimensions, and I can really relate to you, your class, about the contracts, because we are helping people remove the old timelines.
Yep, yep.
That have gotten in the way of our progress, and sometimes it happens to us in our present circumstances.
And most of us don't realize just how many timelines we're carrying around.
Oh, you're right. So you actually stop and look at it.
So it's really exciting, Barb and Steve, to connect with you, because I really feel that we're doing the same quality, the frequency of work, and here we are communicating physically.
Absolutely. It's part of the family.
But we all have our part of the truth. You know, our flavor of it.
Group gave a channel one time, and we called it the ice cream channel, because they said, you know, your ice cream is really popular on your planet, and it's popular because of variety. It gives you choice. And they said, if you look at channeling, we are the ice cream, you are the flavor.
That's exciting.
So, well, each one of us has a little different flavor of the truth, and this is really
And together, it's much better to have a sundae with all the flavors.
Yeah. There you go.
I like that.
We're just about out of time here. Steve and Barbara, this has just been fascinating. We could obviously talk for a good, you know, we do a 4-hour show next time. That'll work out well. We're going to be signing off. So is there any, I just want to remind everybody to tune in to Steve and Barbara's website tomorrow. Lightworker.com at 11 a.m. for the virtual light broadcast. You're going to find it to be just full of fascinating guests. And, of course, the group comes in and does a channel. And Mel and I just want everybody to have an awesome weekend and make it very 5D. And thanks for being here, Steve and Barbara.
Thank you.
Thanks
it's been
so
a
much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Congratulations, guys. Good start.
It's wonderful. And now our hearts are all connected in a physical essence.
Beautiful.
Thank you again for listening. Please join Christine Mellaresi and Mike Hayden again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel as we continue Walking Terra Christa Radio. Have a 5D weekend.